The season of medals, kings, queens, and food like chicken on a stick has arrived in San Antonio. More than 40,000 people descended on Hemisphere for the opening ceremonies of Fiesta. The event included a certain time-honored tradition as described by San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg, who took the stage Thursday night.
We find some cool people, we get a little cascarone, and we crest it on their head. Then we find the schmuck with the tie on, and then we cut his tie.
The tie cutting is symbolic. It's a way for participants throughout the city to leave the day-to-day stresses of the traditional work week behind.
Everybody, the mayor has just volunteered his tie to be cut up.
Fiesta started in 1891 as a simple parade around Alamo Plaza, and it evolved into an essential element of the fabric of the city. Bill Mitchell is this year's president of the Fiesta Commission.
Fiesta is 127 years old this year. San Antonio is 300 years old. So if you think about it, Fiesta has been going on almost half as long as San Antonio's been here.
Fiesta is more than just an 11-day party. Its heart is nestled in nonprofits, who each coordinate the 113 different events as fundraisers. Fiesta is filled with parades, dances, concerts, and festivals. And Fiesta fans each have their own way of reveling. One way for many is collecting Fiesta medals, so you'll undoubtedly hear the sound of medals clanking against each other, like the medal sash of Danielle Rubetz. She says the medals represent her time at every year's Fiesta.
I think every medal, it's a memory. So I can look back and remember each year that I've been here, and it just makes me happy.
Fiesta's last day is April 29th. Until then, many throughout San Antonio will crush their cascarones, show off their medals, dance their cares away, and just feel happy. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.